It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on a CEQA neg deck and the impact it would have on the need for an EIR on the HE. If that sounds like gibberish to you, stay tuned, and I will explain in simple terms how the housing element could be affected by the application of the California Environmental Quality Act, commonly called CEQA. At the end of the show, I will suggest some actions you can take to encourage the Sausalito City Government to either apply or not apply CEQA to the housing element. The California Environmental Quality Act sounds like it would apply to the snail darter or to the spotted owl. In actuality, CEQA addresses all aspects of the environment, including transportation, utilities, wildlife, and the local ecosystems. A neg deck, or a negative declaration, means a local authority has determined that there is no significant negative impact on the local environment as a result of the activity to be approved. In this case, the pertinent activity is the proposed Sausalito housing element. The housing element qualifies as a project under CEQA because it would be an amendment to the city's general plan. To date, I have heard from city officials two reasons why an environmental impact report, or EIR, is not required for the housing element. The first argument is that the environmental impact does not need to be considered at the housing element level, but rather during the approval of each individual project under the housing element. You should be aware, in considering the validity of this argument, that CEQA itself encourages local jurisdictions to consider the environmental impacts of any action as early in the process as possible. Additionally, a law entitled Senate Bill 375 exempts many low-income housing projects from the application of CEQA. In short, now may be the only time that CEQA would be applied to the housing element. The second argument for not applying CEQA now is that a number of other jurisdictions have done negative declarations. I, for one, am not sure which jurisdictions have taken that course. So what is the standard for determining whether CEQA should apply to Sausalito's housing element? The local courts apply the fair argument standard. In other words, can a fair argument be made that the pertinent activity could have a substantial impact on the local environment? I guess one argument that could be made that the housing element does not have a substantial impact on the environment is that the accessory dwelling units and liveaboards that are being used to satisfy the housing element requirements already exist and would not create any additional load on the environment. I have some problems with this argument, but even if I could accept it, there remains the issue of all the new, higher-density development that is part of the housing element. When people spoke in opposition to a rezoning of a section of 2nd Street to allow low-income housing without the requirement to build ground-floor retail space, concerns were voiced about the impact of these new projects on the traffic, parking, sewer, and stormwater capacities of this local area. If you throw the Marin ship into the mix, you raise concerns about the impact on coastal water, wildlife, and vegetation. The City Council will be considering the housing element tomorrow night, and on Wednesday night, the Planning Commission will be considering whether to recommend approval of the city staff's negative declaration on the environmental impacts of the housing element. You can find the schedules for both meetings on the city's website. If you agree with the staff's conclusion that there are no significant environmental impacts from the new housing planned under the housing element, then voice your support Wednesday night or by email to the city manager or community development director. If you think there is a fair argument that the proposed activity under the housing element will significantly affect the local environment, voice your concerns Wednesday night or again, contact the city manager or the community development director. Now, finally, different subject, I must congratulate the proponents of Measure D for their victory. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.